Hello, my name is Simina Badica, and I am the curator of the exhibition Presence of the Past, a European album at the House of European History in Brussels.
What is this show? It's a show of photos, but what photos? What's the purpose?
It's an exhibition of contemporary photography. You will not see archival photographs. Everything comes from the 21st century, but it is also an exhibition that tells a lot of stories about how we engage with history in Europe today. So it's quite a challenge to gather 27 photographic projects from all over Europe, and each of them tells a different story about how we engage with the past in Europe today.
So these are modern photographs about ancient stories.
It's modern photographs about how people relate to ancient stories. So in order to understand what's happening in the photograph, you need historical context, and this is what we give you in the exhibition. So we explain what is going on. But sometimes you can also understand just by enjoying the images and looking at the variety of things that people nowadays do when they want to engage with their past.
How they commemorate their past.
It can be a commemoration, but it can also be a joyful reenactment. It can be a touristic stroll among ancient ruins. It can be wearing your grandmother's wedding clothes, as we see here in Greece. It could be keeping beautiful clothes from your ancestors and just celebrating that.
I saw a photo which I thought was kind of disturbing, which is in the section on Auschwitz and Birkenau, there are some teenagers sitting near a monument and they're smiling. I figured, well, they're smiling because they're taking a photograph, they think they should smile, but to me it was kind of shocking.
I think this is the magic of photography, that in one image they can bring so many contrasting stories to life. So what you experience, I hope it will be the experience of many visitors, that they come and see an image, like the one that's an image by Roger Kremers, indeed, at the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial. And it has so many meanings and interpretations, and you look at it, and yes, you are unsettled, because yes, people are smiling, because yes, people are on a touristic visit to an awful place. So we can, first of all, question what is this modern obsession with visiting places of atrocities, why do we do it? Then if we do it, what do we do when we are there? We can also ask ourselves, has this changed over time? And actually in the catalog of the exhibition, we have a whole article on that, on how visiting Auschwitz has changed over time from the 1950s when it was open up to nowadays, the behavior of the visitors. So it's in a way from one photograph, we can tell a lot of stories about ourselves nowadays and how we react to history, also about mass tourism, also about many, many things.
How many photos are there in the exhibit?
It's 120 photographs.
And the exhibit is on until when?
It's on for the whole year. It will end in January 2026.
And it's free admission.
The free entry to the House of European History remains the same. So yes, it's free entry. We are open even on Mondays, so we are open every day. Just come and enjoy the images and come back again if you want to see them again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.